With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Rules Committee voting yesterday to advance the GOP conference plan to approve President Trump's legislative agenda, sending that budget resolution to the full chamber, even as its fate on the floor remains uncertain.
The panel voted 9-4 along party lines to adopt the rule, which governs debate on the legislation. A successful vote allows the measure to advance to the floor for debate and a final vote. It remains unclear, however, when the full chamber will weigh in on the legislation, with several Republicans across the political spectrum withholding their support for the measure. Asked on Monday night if the chamber would vote on the legislation Tuesday, which some had anticipated, Speaker Mike Johnson responded, "We'll see." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In Georgia, the state Senate approving a measure that would give legislators a veto over significant regulations imposed by the executive branch. Senate voted 33-21 yesterday to approve the measure, which is a priority of GOP Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones. Also, at SRNNews.com, federal workers have one more chance to document workplace accountability.
The Office of Personnel Management told agency leaders their workers were not required to respond by Musk's midnight deadline to detail what they did at work last week. On his social media site, Musk wrote, "Subject to the discretion of the president, they will be given another chance. Failure to respond a second time will result in termination." Elon Musk has the support of President Trump.
We have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, "Tell us what you did this week," what he's doing is saying, "Are you actually working?"
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Retired Secret Service agent Clint Hill is dead. You may not remember the name, but you've seen the film of him jumping on the back of the limo that carried President Kennedy in Dallas that day. Clint Hill was 93. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has a trip to Africa coming up on his schedule.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk are getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future, spending $1.6 million on TV ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former State Attorney General Brad Schimmel. He is pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. A major chain of craft stores shutting its doors.
Joann Inc., a fabric and craft retailer that's been in business for more than 80 years, is going out of business and shuttering all locations in 49 states. That includes stores that dodged an earlier round of closings. The company cited sluggish consumer demand and inventory shortages. In January, the Ohio-based retailer filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the second time in a year. Financial services company GA Group, along with Joann's lenders, were selected as the winning bidders in an auction to acquire the company's assets and will begin winding down operations. I'm Jennifer King.
Three people are dead, a fourth person presumed dead, after a boat sank off the coast of New York City over the weekend, two other people hospitalized. Coast Guard called off the search late last night after failing to locate the last victim. Six people were on board the vessel when it took on water during a fishing trip. More details at SRNNews.com.